SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is safe after another incident at his Florida estate Sunday morning. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw said a white male that was carrying a gas can and a shotgun breached the perimeter of Mar-a-Lago and was shot by Secret Service and a deputy, courtesy of WPBF.
At 1:30 this morning, the security detail detected that a individual had made his way into the inner perimeter of Mar-a-Lago. A deputy and two Secret Service agents on the detail went to that area to investigate.
The U.S. is tops in the hockey world for the first time in almost a half a century.
The U.S. has beaten Canada 2-1 at the Milan Cortina Olympics, earning the team a gold medal. American Jack Hughes scored in overtime. Unlike the group of college kids who pulled off the miracle on ice in 1980, this U.S. team this year was a roster full of NHL players, but they were still underdogs against the Canadians. Hughes says this is all about our country right now. He lost at least one front tooth, taking a high stick during the game. I'm Donna Water.
The feds believe they know who's bankrolling Antifa.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau has identified major funding sources linked to Antifa and is pursuing enforcement actions against those responsible. Patel did not reveal the specific donors, but indicated that further details will be disclosed as the financial investigation progresses.
Correspondent Keith Peters reporting. The Mexican army said it has killed the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel in a military operation today. This is SRN News. Christians care about the Bible.
A new Lifeway research poll of Protestant churchgoers finds that while many don't read the scriptures as much as they like to, they value them highly. 74% say they consider the Bible to have authority over every aspect of their life. A similar number say they think about biblical principles throughout each day. The Lifeway poll also reveals that about 60% of respondents say they feel unfulfilled if they miss several days of reading the scriptures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a Harvest Crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer. The one-night evangelistic event is set to take place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who leads the Harvest Megachurch in California, holds several such events each year. It will be free and open to the public with will feature Christian recording artists, including Chris Tomlin and Jeremy Camp. This is SRN News. Five European nations have announced a new program to produce low-cost air defense systems using Ukrainian expertise.
Friday's initiative of the E5 nations, that's France, Poland, Germany, the UK and Italy, comes as one of many European efforts to bolster defence along their borders, like a drone war with Russia and Ukraine, to better detect, track and intercept violations of Europe's airspace. Both Moscow and Kyiv have cutting-edge drone warfare capabilities forged in the grim laboratory of war, where battlefield innovations have rewritten modern battle tactics. UK Minister Luke Pollard says nations are investing together in the next generation of air defence and autonomous systems to strengthen NATO's shield. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oman says the next round of talks between the United States and Iran will be Thursday in Geneva. More details at srnnews.com.